Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holy smokes. You would think 49 prior shows we'd know what we're doing. But anyway, welcome to the Dudu and Foo Show. I am one of your co-hosts, Dan Dudu Savage.
I am Michael James Christopherly Foo.
And we have a special guest, Showtime, Stephen McDonald.
Steve
welcome,
McDonald.
Stephen Edward McDonald.
Stephen Edward. Go. My middle name's Edward.
That's right.
Whoa.
There we go.
Oh, you knew that?
I knew that.
Oh.
Yeah, we talked about it one night.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember one night. So I just got to put the logo up, and of course... Wow, I'm really struggling with the logo. You would think this would be a little quicker. But anyway, there it is.
Hey!
Hey!
There we go, the big 50.
The big 50. The 50th show. See, I had something planned.
That's good.
There it is.
That's good.
We got golden balloons, golden 50s. Show number 50.
Yes.
Of the Dudu and Foo Show. Yeah. What does that sound like? Is that weird? Is that
50? Wow.
I got popcorn.
It's quite a milestone. Congratulations.
Yeah, guys. Thank you. Oh. Yeah, and you're here for it, buddy.
We finally got you here. Pulling teeth to get this guy here, but he's here.
He's here. Trent's in the house.
Trent's over there. I'm breaking down film.
Yeah.
50 the show. Kind of crazy. Snuck up on us. I mean, I felt like it in the 40s. I'm like, putping some shows. We're stacking days.
Yeah.
But yeah, 50 the show.
You guys were struggling with uniform numbers. And
at one point, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it gets a whole lot easier at 50.
Oh, there's so many 50s.
Well, there's a lot of linebackers that wore 50, right? I mean,
that's
you
what
can
I was
come
thinking.
Up with.
I could only come up with one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's let the guest go first.
I've got Mike Singleton.
One of the best to ever do it.
Yeah.
And obviously there's a whole ton more because the NFL used to make linebackers wear 50s.
Right.
So
yeah.
We talked about that a little bit.
He's the only football guy I could come up
That's
with.
That's the only football guy I could come up with, too.
Me too.
I got a ton of basketball.
There's got to be a ton of big men in basketball,
ton.
Too.
Ton.
And I can only come up with one of them.
Well, let's hear it.
The Admiral.
Admiral.
There you go. That's what I had,
David
too.
David Robinson,
yeah,
Hall
right.
of Famer.
Very good. David Robinson, yes.
Definitely the most. Yeah. Those are probably the two most famous athletes to wear 50, regardless of sport, Singletary and the Admiral, David Robinson.
Well, I had a couple more NBA guys. Couple more NBAers, but
yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, I know you have a big, you got a bigger list. Yeah, I can only come up with two more. Well, one guy went to Syracuse years ago, Roosevelt Bowie, right? The Bowie and Louis show, right? And we'll use Louis Orr
Louis Orr.
We'll go ahead and say it now, but he wore 55 and it was the Louis and Bowie show at Syracuse.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
I didn't know
Bowie
that.
Bowie being one of Boeheim's first recruits over there at Syracuse.
Yeah.
He drafted by Dallas, never played in the NBA. And Greg Anthony wore number 50 out here at UNLV,
cool.
right?
That was my third one.
Yeah.
You had that one, yeah. Yeah.
That's all I could come up with.
Yeah.
I wanted so bad to go in and Google it.
Yeah,
I didn't do it.
Nah.
I
didn't do it.
Good for you.
You said the third one. You had Robinson, Anthony, and...
Singletary.
Third overall. I thought they meant third NBA, but yeah. And, that's the NBA. That's all I could think of, too, with the NBA.
So I got some old school. There's one currently playing that I know of. I'm sure there's other 50s that I just don't know
of.
There's
got to be a ton.
Well, Aaron Gordon wears 50 for the Denver Nuggets.
Okay. Yep.
George Mikan wore 50.
Ah, there you go. The big guy.
Yep. George Mikan wore 50.
I thought he wore 99.
I think he wore 9.
Speaking of, he was on the all 50th anniversary. Well, let's see right now what Mikan had.
I could have sworn he wore 50. I could be wrong with that. Fact checking me on my own show. Well, it's okay because Mike's dad's fact checking everything we say here. It's a little post show fact checking, but
George Mike, let's see what we got here, buddy. 99.
Whoa. Hey, what maybe, about in college?
Maybe he wore 50 at some
point. I'm eating popcorn.
George Mike, and let's see what we got here.
Awesome.
I'm good, thank you.
That's for the 50th. Let's see.
Wow, I blew that one.
Yes, it's 99, even in wow. his days at DePaul, yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Zach Randolph, let me go.
Oh, that's funny, because we talked about 99 before we came on the air.
No yeah. way.
We're talking you remember that? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What are we going to do when we hit 100?
Yeah.
Aaron Judge and Gretzky. And
Yeah, that's yeah, right, that's yeah.
Zach Randolph.
Yeah, there you go.
Rebecca Lobo at UConn. She was the first
that's
like
a good one.
Female.
That's a good God, one.
I missed that yeah. one. That's a good pull, doo-doo, right there.
UNC, Tyler Hansborough.
Did he? Okay.
I believe. Chump, check me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Now everything I say, I'm going to be like, am I right?
Yeah, yeah.
Irvin Johnson.
When did he wear that?
His whole NBA career.
Irvin Johnson. I don't remember.
Is there
that.
Another Irvin Johnson?
There's got to be another Irvin. There was
yeah,
another
I played for the Seattle Supersonics for years. You don't remember Irvin Johnson?
I don't know if I remember him. Yeah,
played
maybe.
At the University of New Orleans. Big okay. dude, center.
Okay.
Wore 50.
Okay.
Irvin Johnson played in the same, yeah. Yeah, just
sounds,
a little bit.
Sounds
same,
vaguely
same
familiar.
Era.
Yeah. I got one for you. It was just in the movie we watched the other day.
What movie was
7'3", I think. Four. He might be 7'4".
Was that?
Remember the movie we watched here with the team?
The one we watched was
Valvano, who was the team.
Oh, no, it wasn't Montrose, was it? Eric
Ralph Sampson.
Ralph Sampson, oh. That's a good pull right there. There you go. Mm. Yep, Ralph Sampson.
Yeah, and that's. I think we talked about Eddie House. Eddie House is one. Just I know because of the Celtics.
Yeah,
played for the Celtics. Wore number 50. I think that's it for me. But right off the bat, like I saw Tyler Hansborough's number. I saw. Irvin Johnson was kind of a weird one that I remember that. Corey Maggette from Duke. Corey
yeah,
Maggette
okay.
played for the
yeah,
Clippers.
You're a Duke guy. You would remember
goes,
that.
Mike.
Yeah, Duke.
I can't handle this.
How many times can I say Duke?
Yeah, he's a Duke guy. He would remember just like guy Roosevelt Bowie with Syracuse,
well,
right?
Listen, there's no Duke sign up there yet. No, but there is a UNLV.
There is. Yes, there
look
is.
At that.
So anyway, yeah, show number 50.
And any baseball guys? I only had the one because being a Mets fan, but...
I got nothing.
Nah, it was Sid Fernandez because he wore 50 because he's Hawaiian, and he wore, you know, because of 50 stain. Then a guy named Benny Agbayani who played for the Mets afterwards, he took 50 because he's Hawaiian from Hawaii, too. But
wow.
Yeah, trying to think of 50s in baseball was tough, too.
But I would think we'd have more 50s in football. I really did.
I thought, yeah, I was thinking I'd be able to come up with some linebackers, and I just couldn't.
No.
Well, Mike has carried the list. I mean, I'm just straight eating. I'm eating. There's a reason I'm eating. I'll explain it in a second. Mike's been carrying us with at least one Syracuse number for the last 10 shows.
I don't know next week, though. 51 is tough for Syracuse, but yeah.
Syracuse, it's tough, but I can think of some 51. I can think of two right off the bat.
Okay.
But we'll save that for next week.
Save it for next
week. Hopefully we get to show number 50.
Yeah.
So we had, I was all excited. It's my turn to buy food. And had a special delivery made, and awful. Might be the second worst we've had, in my opinion.
Oh, the worst's got to be the first week.
Well, first week, yeah. That pizza. There's nothing worse than that pizza.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd rather have middle school cafeteria pizza than the pizza we had. The
absolutely,
first week.
That's something.
It was
that's
bad.
No joke. That's no joke.
Any frozen pizza would be better than this.
Yeah.
Any frozen pizza.
Mm. Yeah.
So anyway. Was all excited. Ordered. Before we say what it is, I mean, give it a little rating.
Like I was telling the girls when they were here, maybe a 6.
Mm,
I know you. Because of what it, I'll let you tell them what it is, but because of what it is, and I like that, obviously, we all like it, but you're right. That might have been a 5.
That's tough.
Lower than a 6.
Yeah,
right.
It was supposed to be good.
It was supposed to be a 9. A 9.5 based on where it came from.
Yeah.
It was pretty disappointing.
Yeah. The bread was just bad. I mean, that was the driest bread I've ever had.
You had to throw the butter on there.
Terrible. The bread was bad.
And it started with the delivery guy spelling something.
Yeah, the delivery guy, the Uber Eats guy, he just gave me this big, sopping, leaking bag of tomato paste and sauce. And he just was like, dude, I'm sorry. Sorry, shoot. It's a mess. He's like, yeah, I already know. Just I'm sorry. Like, he knows I'm going to either take away his tip or complain. And I didn't because that had nothing to do. Well, maybe it did. Jeez. Maybe it did because there was a lot of liquid there and it was dry. It was spaghetti and meatballs. Spaghetti was dry. Meatballs weren't terrible. They weren't terrible. Buca di Beppo. Buca di Beppo.
Yeah.
Buca di Beppo.
They bombed on this one. Yeah. Maybe it's a delivery thing. I don't know.
No, man. That was bad.
Definitely had a lot better from Buca di Beppo.
I've definitely had better from my house.
Oh, no doubt.
I haven't eaten there much, but every time I've had Buca di Beppo, it was pretty solid.
Yeah.
So, Buca, if you're listening, or anybody, because everybody listens to this show, we need a reshot. We need a retry. I think, why don't we have the show live from Buca di Beppo in one of the cool little back room?
Yeah, if they allow it. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to ask him. Buca di Beppo, I'm tagging you in this. We need a redo. We're going to say it could be Uber Eats. We're going to say it could be the length of time it took to get here.
I'm just going
to
say that, yeah.
But it wasn't good. Julie said that last night. I said, I'm going to do Buca di Beppo for the show. I was all excited. Yeah. And she's like, ooh, we need to go there next time. And because, our spot's Nora's. Have you been to Nora's?
Yeah, I've been there with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Really good.
Love Nora's. Yep. But, yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to harp on it, but I'm harping on it. It's over, and that's why I have a plate of popcorn. I need to eat something here, something that makes me happy about life. Anyway, Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us, we know, right, a little bit about who you are and how you got to this seat. Like, what are we doing here?
Okay. I grew up here in Las Vegas. My mom and dad moved here from South Pasadena just before I turned 5, just before I started kindergarten. Went to school K through 12 here in CCSD, graduated from Bonanza High School, 1989, year after Mikey graduated from high school in 88.
Yep.
We did not know each other at all in high school.
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
It's insane.
It was a big school.
Giving away our age now, but go ahead.
Go ahead. 50, you got to have 3 guys in their 50s.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. That's right. Showtime. That's right.
We do. So.
Yeah. And, hence.
So, yeah. So I went to college here, graduated from UNLV in 94.
What was your major?
Business management.
Business management.
And I was a freshman the year UNLV won the national championship. Oh, grew up a huge Rebels fan. Yeah. And so that night they won it all was just phenomenal.
Were you in the building as a student?
I was on campus inside the Thomas and Mack Center.
Wow. Oh, that night?
The night they won it.
Wow. Yeah, see, I didn't have class till the next morning. It was crazy on campus.
That night was nuts. Yeah. They had about 15,000 people in there. They had it in on a big screen inside the arena.
Where was that championship game? What city?
It was in Denver.
Denver. Oh, wow.
Thinking back, I'm like, how did I not figure out a way to get to Denver
just to be there
to the game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, we don't think of those things when we're 18, 19.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
So the connection, obviously, kind of for us, we can skip we don't tell your whole life story, but we can skip ahead to how you got in this gym back to Bonanza.
Yeah. So I've been PA announcing since my second year of teaching. I'm now in my 13th year as a high school math teacher.
Nice.
And so in my second year, I was watching some of my freshman students play in the freshman game in the gym.
Sunrise Mountain.
This was at Sunrise Mountain High School.
Yeah.
And the athletic director was over at the scorer's table, and this is during the freshman game, so the varsity game doesn't happen until later on. And he caught my eye, and he waved me over to the table. And when he did that, I knew exactly what he was going to ask me to do. Hey, I have no idea how, but I knew. So I went to the table, and he asked me if I could announce the game that night. Now, he and I had zero conversations to this point about...
Had you ever done anything like that before?
I had never done it.
Wow.
But it's actually something that I always wanted to do.
Wow.
And so I couldn't do it that night.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to do the next game.
Okay. A
couple nights later. And I got myself prepared, got a script. got through it. It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's always it's something I always wanted to do ever since I was in high school.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
And so I did that. I announced their games the rest of the time that I was working at Sunrise Mountain. I did basketball, football.
Oh, wow. Nice. Volleyball, do you announcing?
Yeah, I announced volleyball. Yeah, volleyball. Yep. And you came over.
Mm-hmm.
This was about 2018, spring of 2018, okay, near the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Already. Wow.
And it's right before playoffs, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was Sunrise Mountain senior night, actually.
Mm-hmm. It was.
And so I knew Mike was coming to the game because of your connection. Mm-hmm. And at this point, I hadn't met you yet. Mm-hmm. This was the first night that I got introduced to you.
I remember. Yep.
And so we had the game, and I announced the game and started talking a little bit afterward, and you said, boy, I wish we had somebody announcing for us at Bonanza.
Yeah.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Because we'd have, it was like hit or miss, and it was kind of the same thing. It was like a history teacher one night, a tennis coach the next night. It was just, or nobody for a lot of nights.
And at that point, I was a few years in, and I was still announcing just Sunrise Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't announced anything for, you know, regionals or, well, I did some regionals because we hosted them at Sunrise Mountain.
Yep.
But I hadn't done state tournament at that point.
Yeah.
And so we set it up, and I came and announced for you the next year. Which
was that Todd Nelson? Was he the contact?
It was Todd Nelson. Todd Nelson. Right. And that was your last year at Bonanza.
Ah, how about that? Thanks for coming.
It was only 1 year, huh?
Yeah, I thought it was more, but yeah.
Okay.
I announced the next year as well.
But yeah. Then,
no, you're right, because that was when we went to Sunrise. It was Trent's junior year, and you guys had the Stephen Ajimale or...
Stephen Adeyemi.
Adeyemi Ajimale. Sorry, CeCe. he was tough. He was
really good.
He was a monster.
He was really good.
We had to. We couldn't let him win on sophomore night, but he was tough. He ended up playing in college. But that was Trent's junior year. So, yeah, the next year, I think, was Trent's senior year, and you called that that year.
So I announced for you that year. I announced the following year, which would have been 2020.
Yep.
We got that year in right before COVID.
COVID, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Interesting. And then the story to get to CSN was we had our three ADs ago, we're scoping out a different school, though.
Yeah, so I taught 7 years at Sunrise Mountain, and then I moved over to East Career Technical Academy in the year 2020. So my last year at Sunrise Mountain was when we got out of school in March because COVID hit. Mm-hmm. So we spent the rest of the year teaching from home.
Yep.
And then my first year at East Career Tech, we taught from home also.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the vast majority of that next year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of were starting to come out of COVID at the end of that school year, and I was teaching summer school.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a conversation with my principal at that time.
Yeah.
When she first started there, she did little 15-minute Zoom meetings with everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so ours lasted about an hour.
Yep.
And I told her just all kinds of stuff about myself. Yeah. Told her that I did announcing.
Mm-hmm.
And so CSN came to East Career Tech.
Yeah.
And they were looking for a place to host volleyball games.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think maybe basketball also.
Possibly basketball, but
the
volleyball.
Court, the court there would have been too small.
Volleyball court's the same for high school.
But the volleyball
college.
Court would have been fine.
Yeah.
And obviously you ended up going someplace else.
Yeah. Yeah. Democracy Prep.
But her conversation with whoever it was from here.
Yeah, Dexter Irvin, yeah.
Led to me, them getting in touch with me.
And then Drew and boom. Here you are.
And I don't think I knew that you were going to be coaching basketball at that point.
Mm. Yeah, I was
because
here.
Because once I found out that, I certainly would have contacted you.
Anyway. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how I ended up starting here. I think I'm going into my fifth year announcing basketball and volleyball here.
Yeah, that's good.
It's been a blast.
Good stuff. Yeah, you've seen some great games, not just on the
I've seen some great teams here too.
But some great men's basketball games, some good volleyball. Yeah, good fun stuff. It's crazy how Bonanza's kind of, we talk about, obviously, you know, you at Bonanza now, you at Bonanza, and Mona and Bo at Bonanza, and obviously Trent and Brooklyn at Bonanza. It's crazy the kind of full circle where we're all sitting here at CSN, literally right next to the gym now, just talking about nothing for 50 minutes. Like 50 minutes of nothing for our 50th show. No, that's good. That's good stuff. It's we've created a fun family atmosphere as far as friendships go, and we break bread all the time and have a good time and always look forward to it. So we're glad you made it here. Now, tell us a little bit about you've expanded your reach as far as PA announcing. So what are some fun things you've done with PA since then?
So I've gotten to do some state championships for high school. I still announce vast majority of high school. I do a ton of basketball during basketball season. Yep. I still go back and announce for Sunrise Mountain. I announce for Bishop Gorman, boys and girls.
Yep.
I do the Tarkanian Classic tournament there every year.
That's a cool one.
Few other places. I've announced games at Coronado. I've announced games at Somerset Losee.
Yep.
Well, didn't you do a tournament game last year in the MAC, at Thomas and Mack?
So when they've had the high school tournament here locally, they had a couple of years where they did championship games at the Thomas and Mack.
Thomas and Mack,
and so that was... That's
did you call Layla and...
Yeah.
And
yes.
Kayla Terry's championship you did. Yeah,
the year they beat Desert Pines.
Yeah. Oh, it's a wonderful story in this program and a sad story because I got three DP kids from that team and two Las Vegas kids. It's crazy. You look at the players that I had from that game that ended up coming here. But
getting to announce in that building was a real thrill for me.
Yeah. That was a thrill for me. Just being there and then seeing you across. I'm taking pictures, sending it to Julie, like, showtime. Like, here we go. Cool stuff, man. Isn't that crazy? You guys went to Bonanza a year apart. And then ended up, you guys played some softball together and fantasy football, fantasy sports.
I didn't know Mike until about 1995 when we started playing fantasy together.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, fantasy. Yeah.
So you guys knew each other before.
That's funny.
Before,
that is crazy. Yeah. And what was the connection? Was it a former Bonanza friend?
It was a longtime friend of the family that Steve worked with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can go ahead and elaborate on that, Steve, if you want. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Worked with a guy named Vern. He graduated from Bonanza as well.
Yeah.
Graduated the same year as my brother, and the two of them didn't know each other either.
Yeah, and Vern Stevens and Derek were real good friends.
And
yeah.
Your brother graduated that same year as well, in 92.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Yeah.
So, we... just a love of sports.
Yeah.
Nice.
Kind of, led to, I was in that league for almost 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I just stopped playing fantasy about three years ago.
Was it 2 or 3 years ago we stopped? Yeah. We got out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Well, now I got some announcing questions for you. So obviously as a coach, college, high school, all the levels, when I go to away, games, the first thing the PA guy does, has the roster printed out, and he's like, "All right, coach, help me out." And my initial response is always like, no, you say it how you think it's said, because I don't want to tell you. And it,
so, I like that.
Because if you do it right, you got it.
Yeah.
You don't have to try to mock me, not mock me, but, parrot what I'm saying.
I like trying to announce it first for the coach.
Yes, 100%.
And then if I get it right, then I don't have to write anything down.
Yeah, and of course we're...
If I can say it right to the coach, then I'll say it right just looking at the name, and I'll check it, and I'll be on to the next
one. And it's crazy how many PA announcers look at me like, oh, come on, coach. I'm like, go ahead, just go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You know what I mean?
Trent.
Inside joke. Go ahead. And, we've had some pretty... we got a lot of Polynesian players here. And so what is the... Can you think off the top of your head the toughest name that you've had to say over the years, any sport, any school?
A couple of years ago at Gorman, there was a girl named Ali'i Tasi Fakathomafi.
At Gorman?
At Gorman, yeah.
Mink.
Wow. I don't remember her. She played basketball?
She did.
It was a girl at Desert Oasis.
She was more of a volleyball player.
More of a volleyball player.
She played her senior year, her junior year, rather.
Yep.
Which is the year they won the state championship, and then she didn't play when she was a senior last mm-hmm. year.
Well, we got a pretty easy roster this year for you. Leah Mitchell. Yeah. Shout out, Mitch. Obviously, we got Saroy Hajimale. That throws everybody off. But yeah, it's pretty fun. And you know, you're one of the best when you go out there and do it, because you're in the game, you keep it exciting, and you know, some people are looking at their phones and missing play. It's crazy when you see some different places do some different stuff. So we're lucky to have you over here.
And thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Your Mount Rushmore, ready? Is your Mount Rushmore of sports announcers.
Like TV announcers?
TV, radio.
Mount Rushmore. What is that, four? Look at me.
Yeah.
Four.
I sometimes turn it into five.
Yeah, you can always chisel a new one in. Who's your favorite?
You got to have one.
I was always a big fan of Brent Musburger.
Ah.
Because I loved, during the 80s, the NBA on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme song that they had, the intro music, and the way they set it up
mm-hmm.
to where the music would come in, and then it would kind of back off, and then Brent Musburger would give you like the backstory of the game, and then the music would come in again, and he'd give you the rest of it, and it was just timed so perfect.
Yeah,
and the music was an incredibly great piece of music.
Yeah.
I loved it. And it just, you heard it, it was like, okay, it's time for basketball.
Yeah. Same thing with some of the NFL Monday Night Football, like the themes throughout the years. It just, you hear that music, and you're like, if you're a sports fan, you're like, oh, it's time to watch. All right, so you got one.
Man.
All eyes on you.
This is tough.
No, come on. Well, let's see. You told me the other night you're an L.A. Laker fan.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotta so I've got to go with Chick Hearn.
There we go.
That's what I was waiting for. There you go.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And I got to stay in Los Angeles for the next one.
There we go.
There you go.
The great Vin Scully.
There
Vin Scully.
It is.
Vin Scully was phenomenal.
No doubt.
Can I get some East Coast love? I mean, come on. I'm a Celtics fan.
Is he talking about that Johnny Most guy?
Oh, man.
Is he really doing that to me, Mike?
Yeah, no, you don't. Chick stole them all. Have a chick stole them all.
Tommy Heinsohn was pretty good, too, but I actually don't know that I'd put Johnny Most on just because I grew up there and I heard a lot of them, but.
Celtics always had good announcers. Even Mike Gorman, who announced with Tommy Heinsohn. Yeah, he was. I liked listening to Gorman, but yeah.
So Tony Romo doesn't cut it?
No. The current guy that I really like, I like listening to Kevin Harlan.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, Kevin Harlan's great.
Okay. Yeah.
He does a lot of NCAA, right?
He does a lot of NCAA. Yeah. He does the radio call for Monday Night Football also.
No, I didn't know
He's really good.
Oh, he's fantastic. He's one of my favorite. I didn't even think of him.
Yeah.
I don't have my own Mount Rushmore, but he's fantastic.
That was something I wanted to get into, too, was in front of the camera.
Yeah.
So that's what I was going to school for. Danny and I talked about that with communications, but I never came up with a Mount Rushmore either.
Yeah.
But that's a good one you got there. Those are the best right there. Chick Hearn, Vince Scully.
Oh.
Can't beat those
especially guys. Especially being a Lakers fan, Dodgers fan. Girl.
What about boxing? Who is a big boxing?
Kelly's
other
a big
than
boxing
Larry
guy.
Wade, my guy.
You're talking about like ring announcers?
Yeah, ring announcers. Has there ever been
there's
a big
Michael
name?
Buffer.
Yeah.
It's the guy
him and his brother.
It's the guy that was on he's just on ESPN, Max
Kellerman.
Kellerman. He's
didn't he just did the last fight
did
there.
Did he do the last fight?
I
didn't
think
see
so.
It, but yeah, he's good.
Oh, what a good fight. That was a good fight.
Jim Lampley used to do a lot of boxing.
He
was really good.
That's kind of, I think, the name I was looking at.
Yeah.
Bob Costas, Olympics, golf.
Yeah.
Who's who was the other guy older?
I see his face too. Who the guy that made the hockey call?
Al Michaels.
There you go.
That's a That's a real
Marv good Albert. All actually, all the Albert brothers actually.
There's so many.
Marv Albert.
So many.
Yeah.
We could sit here all night.
But I'm thinking of coming up. Oh, Howard Cosell.
Howard Cosell.
I mean, Howard Cosell. That's a boxing one for you, right there. He did a lot of Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the spoof like interviews he did with Muhammad Ali are hilarious. He's like, now Muhammad, you think you're big and tough? Like younger crowds going, who the heck is?
Yeah.
But that's funny. That's
You had to have grown up around that. I really like Dick Stockton. Yes.
Would you consider Mel Allen was? I know he had the baseball this week in baseball. How about that? Yeah. Right? You know what I mean?
How about
that? You're really aging us with that.
Well, I used to watch it every Saturday morning.
Me too.
And that was the beginning. How about that, Mel Allen? Yeah.
Now, does the Cuse have a name? I mean. A long time voice?
Yeah, I think the guy's name is Pack. His last name is Pack. He does the basketball. He actually does football, actually, radio. I don't know why I can't remember his first name, but he's been doing it for a long time. Before that, I can't really remember right now off the top of my head. Now they got Devendorf, actually. Devendorf's doing games on the ACC.
No way.
On the ACC network, yeah. Eric Devendorf, yeah. Matt Pack. I think it might be Matt Pack. I think the guy's name is. But there's been a lot of great ones, man. A lot of great ones.
What do you do? You just enjoy what you're doing? Do you want to ever go next level, take higher jobs if they present themselves? Never did the summer league, huh? You haven't done the summer league?
No.
For some reason, I thought you would.
No.
Who do I got to call? I got a lot of people watching this podcast.
As far as PA announcing, I would love to, do whatever comes my way.
Now, Steve, what intrigued you about wanting to do this?
Well, I've always loved sports, number one.
Yeah.
And going even back to high school. I want to say when we were in high school.
Yes.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Was a kid, a student, who was the PA announcer for basketball.
Okay.
I want to say maybe he graduated the year you did. And his name was Steve also.
Okay.
And I can't remember his last name for the life of me. And I remember watching him, and he was pretty good. And I was always like a really shy kid. Like when I was high school age, I didn't talk to five people, which is probably why we didn't know each other in high school. But it's something that I always wanted to try. I felt like I could do it.
You could do it, yeah.
But never did it, never pursued it. And literally the opportunity to do it never presented itself until I walked over to George Natz at the scorer's table at Sunrise Mountain that night. And so that was,
okay, very good.
But I've been really lucky to be able to do some really fun stuff.
Yeah.
Got to announce at the Thomas and Mack. I've announced at the Orleans Arena. I've announced at the MGM Grand Garden. I got to do...
Really?
I got to do a single Division I NCAA men's basketball game a couple of years ago.
That's what I was getting at with the Mac. It was at the MGM Grand. I thought you did an NCAA game,
That was a blast.
What game was that?
It was Colorado State and Washington.
Yeah.
Wow.
December 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So you forgot. I mean, you also got to announce the Coyote Event Center. The Coyote Event Center on the North Las Vegas campus of CS. The volleyball game was packed the other night.
Yes.
Volleyball game was
This little gym here gets loud.
It gets loud.
It doesn't matter if it's, however many we get in this gym or if it's a standard high school gym that seats 2,500, 3,000.
Yeah.
If you fill the place, it's going to be loud. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. The funny thing is, like, I love playing at Salt Lake, right? I don't want to say it was a rivalry, but that was a game we always circled to win when we were in the Scenic West, and got them once up there, got a couple times here. Yeah. But if you've never been to that gym, it seats between 8,000 and 10,000, and it's beautiful. It's an amazing gym. It's actually was the home of the Utah Stars, the G League team. So they played there, like 8,000, maybe 10 when it's all opened up, the whole thing. It's an amazing arena, and it is good looking. And for a JUCO, I can only think of one other gym in JUCO that's better than that's Gillette in Wyoming. Gillette, that's like a D1. It's a JUCO and has it. So anyway, when we go to Salt Lake, just watching the kids' jaws drop when they walk in, like, this is a JUCO? I'm like, yeah, but they only get 200 people. So you got an 8,000-seat arena with 200 people. It's like crickets. You can't hear anybody. Very intimidating. You put 200 here, it's a wrap. Yeah.
Do they hold junior college championships in Wyoming?
They did the last 2 years, Casper. Yeah.
Okay. Casper, so it's a different place.
Casper, Wyoming. So they rotate it. They just did 2 years in Casper. Before that, it was 2 years in Texas. I'm not sure where it is now, to be honest. I need to look because we got to book our tickets.
Someplace in Kansas, maybe?
Could be Kansas. The men are always in, I believe, in Kansas. Okay. The men maybe are in the same place every year. It's like a tradition, right? Same as Grand Junction for World Series of Baseball.
Yeah.
For college is always Grand Junction, Colorado. So I think the men have a set place. The women rotate. Casper, Wyoming. We're gonna pass there. I would have liked to gone, but that's a true point. Is everybody comes in our gym and they're like, this thing is tiny, but it gets loud, and volleyball's set the standard.
If it's loud, it doesn't matter how many people are in there.
Doesn't matter.
That's got to be really tough for an opponent.
100%. One of the coaches. Boy, I think it was the Cochise men's coach. He's a Hall of Fame coach, and he came up to me after the game. Last time, because I was doing, you know, game day operations last year, and he said, man, you guys run a champagne show on a beer budget. He said, absolutely, what a great environment for college basketball. And I'm like, wow. See, I wish more people understood that we're a little fish in a big pond, and you know, it's, you got UNLV, but man, that's Cochise. They got hoopers, and we had some hoopers, and there's D1 kids all over the place.
Yeah, he came over and talked to me at the table after the last game.
I remember that.
And he had some very kind words for me and for the whole table. Program,
and he did tell me that
the setup.
He said that table is as good as it gets. He told me all that stuff, and I was like, man, I really, because as a game day guy, when they first get in, I say, hey, listen. This is what it is, where you go, the blah, blah, and please tell me if there's anything we can do better, because we're always looking to improve instead of just like, hey, visitors are here. Yeah. Go stand over there. Here's your key. We get that a lot as visitors, and I want to be treated like a guest. What happens on the court or the pitch in soccer or the field, what happens on there is totally different, but I want opposing coaches and administrators and fans to feel welcome every time they come here. Because it needs to be a good – I don't know who's going to win. Who knows? I don't know who's going to win. I don't know how contentious it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to come down to the last shot or overtime, or it's going to be a blowout. It doesn't matter. I want them to have a good time.
I really appreciated hearing those kind words from him, and I know you did too.
Yeah.
And one thing that I strive for when I announce a game is I never want to shortchange the visiting team.
100%.
Yeah.
I can't stand it when I go somewhere – and somebody's announcing, and they're upbeat for the home team, which they should be.
Yeah.
And then they get really quiet when the visitor scores.
Well, there's some comedy to that. I got to be honest with you. I got to show you a video one time. We played at Cal. Boy, I got to remember. It's a purple team, Cal State, like Monterey Bay or something like that. I played a semi-pro game up there. I got to show you this. The guy was like, I'm trying to think. They had Joaquin Hawkins, the old Long Beach State kid who played it for the Houston Rockets. He'd be like, Joaquin Hawkins! 2-point field goal for DeJuan Tate. Hilarious. So but that's semi-pro.
Yeah. I could almost see that if it's pro.
Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
But like,
but not
to me,
yeah.
High school, college, I'm not about that.
Yeah. You know the thing that I don't know if it's in a rule book or a code of conduct for PA. And these are things that I catch on because I learned this along the way somewhere. is that the PA guy can also not, they're not supposed to announce anything that can give somebody an advantage. And
correct.
So you can't say CSN basketball out of bounds, 22 seconds on the shot clock, fellas, 22 seconds or only 5 seconds on the shot clock. Make sure you get it. Like, but you would be, you'd be shocked how many, like you can say, you can announce team fouls and how many, but you can't randomly remind them over the PA.
Right.
Like,
right.
You only, that's the fifth foul. Coach, that means there's only one more until they're in the bonus. Until they're in the bonus. You can't do that, but it's crazy how many people do that. It's crazy. So you do it right. You do it professional, and I'm glad you get compliments. You. So anyway, that's the fifth year, a fiftieth show. It's all about Steve.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Let's go to this. We're going to do, I think you've done this before, but we're going to circle back. We're going NBA. You know what a blind rank is? I'm going to give you names. You're going to blind rank them. We're doing NBA coaches, 10 of them. I'm going to let you go first because you're the guest. So put this coach wherever you want, 1 through 10. You don't know what's coming. You don't know who's next. and we're going to start with Greg Popovich. It's a tough one to start with, huh? Where is he going? 1 through 10. How many did he win? 3?
At least.
4?
No, he won 5.
5. Did he win 5? Yeah, because I think Duncan only got 1. No, Duncan got 1 or 2?
Duncan got a couple. Robinson got 1, right?
One of those guys only got 1.
5, yeah. Robinson. 7, and 14.
He's a crunchy kernel.
I'm going to go 3.
3, Pop. What do you got, Mike?
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what I was thinking. But like we said, we don't know who's coming. Yeah. There's been some great coaches, man. I'll put them, it's either 3 or 4, but you know what? Let's throw him 3.
Okay.
Because he just keeps going, man. Well, I think he stepped down. He finally stepped down, right? Yeah.
Health,
but he just kept going, man.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, the longevity and 5 rings.
The rings, it's right there.
How about Chuck Daly? And this can be however you want to look at it. Dream team.
Because he was
Pistons.
Good. He was good.
Well.
Where did I put Pop?
You put him at 3. No, you can't move it now, buddy. We've moved on. He wanted to put him
and
at 5.
And as much as I didn't like those Pistons teams, when I think back on it now, I mean, those were.
Oh, I love those. Well, those,
I mean, I kind of love them now, like going back and watching the documentaries.
The
and
Microwave,
stuff.
Vinnie Johnson. Yeah. Joe Dumars. I mean. Yeah. We talk about the Pistons. We actually reference them quite a bit.
We do, yeah.
Rodman, right. Young Rodman.
Plus,
Sally.
It was late 80s, early 90s.
That's when basketball was at its best,
yeah,
isn't it?
I think so.
I think so, too. That's our showing our age again.
All right. Just because I can't sit here all day, let's go 6.
6. What do you got?
I'll throw him 4. He's good, man.
He's pretty good.
He was a very good coach.
Where would you put Steve Kerr? Let's be real here.
Let's be real.
You got a Pop disciple.
Let's be real what he did to Tatum, too.
Mm. Hey, you don't have to tell me twice.
But they won it anyways, right? So
Tatum and Halliburton.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
What's he got there? 4 rings?
He's got 4.
4?
3 without Durant, 1 with.
Who's going first, me or you, Mike?
You are. Oh, it's always the guest.
Go ahead. Okay.
Go ahead. On Trent.
All right, what did I do with Daly? 6?
You did 6, yeah.
Let's go 7.
There you go.
What do you got?
7.
7?
I don't know if he's the 7th best coach ever, but yeah, he's got to be behind Daly.
Phil Jackson.
I got to go 1.
I don't know how good Phil Jackson really was.
Think he had the players.
He definitely had the players.
He had the player. You're right.
The player and the players.
But you know what? He still won with them like he was supposed to and had to. But we'll put him at 2.
Okay. You think you know who's coming? That's right.
No. Yeah. Nah.
Yeah. All right.
There is somebody coming. It's going to be way down that list where I don't want to put him. But
Hall
okay.
of Fame or Lenny Wilkins? What is he, 3rd in wins all time? Maybe 2nd?
Yeah.
3rd?
Hall of Famer as a player and a coach, right? I mean, jeez.
Both that year that they announced the like late 90s, 50th anniversary, mm-hmm. he was top 50 player. And I think he was top 10 coach
top
also.
10 coach,
yeah.
What do you think?
All right. What did I do already? Three, six, seven?
You did 1, 3, 6, 7, yeah.
1, 3, 6, 7. Let's go 8.
What do you got, Mike?
I'm going to put him 6.
Eric Spoelstra. The new age coach. He's an old school coach, though. Got a great book by his dad. His dad is a smart dude.
Oh, man.
Now, he's been to the finals.
I know.
He's won a bunch. Know. What did he win? Three with LeBron? Two. Went to three. 1-2.
I think he went to all four.
Four.
Didn't he?
Plus, just like
lost
recently?
The first one to the Mavericks, and then they won two.
Then 1-2, and then
lost to the Spurs.
Spurs, yeah.
Those 4 years LeBron was there.
And then he just went 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Yeah. Oh, it's been a minute.
The COVID year.
COVID year. Yep. Spoelstra.
Probably underrated here. I'm going to put him 10.
Okay.
That's where I was going to go. I was thinking 9. I don't know if there's anybody that would go behind him that Dan might have on that list, but I'm going to put him 10 also.
Spoel getting no love. I like a lot of his culture stuff.
Really good coach, though.
Yeah. His culture stuff is top notch to me. But I'm not saying you guys are. This is your list. Jerry Sloan.
But he got to 1, right?
Got to 1. No, got
he
to.
He got to 2.
Did he get to 2?
Yeah.
Didn't lost them both to the Bulls.
With the Jazz, yeah. With Jordan with the discard.
Boy, this guy was good, too. Yeah, the discard.
get out of my way. I got a jump shot to make here.
Jerry Sloan, you got 2, 4, 5, and 9.
I shouldn't put him above Daly, but I'm going to put him 5.
Sloan, all right. Mike, you got...
I've only got nine left below that.
Sloan?
Yeah.
All right. How about Don Nelson?
Don Nelson, yeah.
I'm going to go 9.
9?
Yeah, we're going 8.
These last two better be good.
Well, we got Red Al back.
Yep, there you go.
2.
2? You got 1 and 5.
Throw them 1.
Yeah. Got to be those two.
What now? Is that painful for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not so much for you, huh? I mean,
for Ed, no.
Yeah. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Your dad, who's your dad think? No. All right, we're going to say it now. Let's see.
I don't know if Dad and I, he probably would say Auerbach or Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson, yeah.
He might say one of those two. I don't know if we ever even talked about best coach. We may have and I forgot, but I would say he probably would say Phil or Red.
Yeah. I think those are consensus ones and twos. And most, you know, we're in the NBA world, so yeah. I didn't add the Woodens and the Coach K's and all that. Just NBA. Right. So you both have Pat Riley. You have him at 4. You have him at 5.
See, that's why I kind of like Pat better than Phil. But that's why I said when I put Phil 2, I go, oh, because I thought Pat Riley was coming. I was a big Pat Riley fan for a coach.
So what I have.
So here's your list. You get 1 switch. Okay. You got Phil Jackson at 1, Red Auerbach at number 2, Pop at 3, Riley at 4, Sloan at 5, Chuck D at 6. Steve Kerr at 7, Lenny Wilkins 8, Don Nelson 9, Spoelstra 10. It's a pretty solid list. Anybody want to move? Riley?
Who would I have a five?
Sloan. Pretty solid,
I'd probably flip him and Daly.
Daly?
Flip 5-6.
What about you, Mike? You got Red Phil, Pop, Chuck D.
Well, if I can move Riley to two and knock everybody down to the...
You can do that?
Yeah, move him to two and knock everybody down. Bing, bang, boom.
Riley, yeah. Phil, yeah. Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
Even though he was... Obviously, I'm a Knicks fan, but I did like rooting for the Celtics, and you didn't like to see the Lakers win at that time, you know, but you had to give Riley his props.
And I forget about what he coached the Knicks. He coached the Heat to a ring.
Yep. No, Phil Jackson's legit, and he's a GM. He's a fantastic GM too.
Pat Riley, yeah.
So we're gonna play a game we've never played. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I got one for you after all this, but go ahead.
Yep. Go ahead. What do we got? Go ahead.
Go ahead first.
All right. So we're going to play a new one. We have never done this one before. We got one good one in us. Let's see. We're going to go around. We'll go counterclockwise. You're going to start. Sports nickname. You say the nickname. We got to try to figure out who it is until we can't think of any more nicknames. Ready, go.
The Mad Hungarian.
I don't know who that is. You don't either? Oh, show's over. Who the heck is that?
What sport?
Baseball.
All right. Well, I got nothing.
That didn't help.
He's a lefty.
That's not going to help. He's a pitcher.
Al Hrabowski.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That was the shortest game ever. All right, let's start
next
again.
Game.
Oh, I thought we just keep going. Oh, I thought we just go and.
No.
Like we had well, how oh, there's no top rules. That one.
Oh. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
The glove.
Gary Payton.
Yep.
That's it. We'll do. Round, mound, or rebound?
Oh.
Go ahead.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah, don't be nice.
Yep. Chuck. Oh, okay.
We go till we can't, till somebody's stumped and doesn't have any more nicknames. Which, jeez.
Polar bear.
The Mad Hungarian, the polar bear. I think this is a.
It's baseball.
I think this is a. It's a movie.
Polar bear, you said?
The polar
bear. Baseball.
Baseball. Plays for the Mets. Currently.
Oh, gee, got me. I don't watch baseball at all.
Okay, I'll get another one next time.
All right, you're up. Mike's killing us.
Oh, man.
That was Pete Alonso.
Really, the polar bear?
Yeah.
Wow. You're up.
The great one.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to go... The Dream.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Okay, you're up.
There we go. The Big Fundamental.
Tim Duncan.
The Admiral.
David Robinson. David Robinson. The Human Highlight Film.
Your guy, Dominique. That's your guy.
That's my guy.
We'll keep going. Larry Legend.
Larry Bird.
Magic.
Ah, Magic. Magic Johnson.
Magic, Magic. Magic. The answer is Magic. Magic, Magic.
Magic, Magic.
How about the Chief?
Oh, Robert Parrish.
There you go.
Shoot. Let's see here.
You can't have the Hungarian Nightmare Earl. And then nothing.
Earl the Pearl.
Pearl Washington. Earl the Pearl
Monroe?
Is Earl Monroe.
Yeah.
Jeez.
The Microwave.
Ah,
Vinny Johnson. Yes, I like that.
Speaking of the Pistons.
How about Rain Man?
Yeah, Sean Kemp.
Sean Kemp.
Charlie Hustle.
Pete Rose. Where does Charlie come from?
No idea.
I saw that one. I can't remember where that comes from.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Silence.
Yeah. There's so many when you're trying to do it off the cuff real quick.
This is not my game here.
Yeah.
It is today.
All right, Fearless.
Freddie Banks downstairs in the gym right now. That's a good one. I like
that's
that.
Awesome.
I'm gonna go Big Shot Bob.
Robert Horry.
Robert Horry.
Oh, we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
About Stewie.
Oh, Stewie. Stewart? Breonna Stewart?
Breonna Stewart.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trying to go WNBA now. Oh, I got a good one.
Man, I don't want to tap out here, but
stop it. There's just, a million.
Of course there are.
Just pick a superstar. Then, yeah. Just pick a superstar. They all have.
Air.
Jordan.
Yeah. Oh, Air.
Air Jordan.
Air. Okay.
Jelly Bean.
Oh, your guy. Brian. Your guy, man. Yeah.
Joe Bryant.
That's your guy.
Not Bean. Yeah. That was Jelly Bean.
Jelly Bean. The human rain delay.
The human rain delay. It's got to be a baseball. It's got to be a Met.
Nope.
Oh.
Not a Met.
Not a Met. Ah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you've got to
be first baseman Indians years ago, a lefty. Took forever to get into the batter's box.
Play for the Sox? Red Sox?
Maybe at one time. I think it was predominantly the
I'm Indians. Thinking of Carl, what's his name?
Oh, Carl Yastrzemski. No.
No. Yeah, not Yastrzemski. Is it? Recent guy. I got nothing, man. You're stumping us.
Nothing.
Mike Hargrove.
Don't even know who that is.
Doc.
Dr. J.
I was thinking somebody else, actually.
Doc Rivers.
Doc Gooden. Doc Gooden.
I was thinking Doc Gooden.
Doc Gooden. Yeah, okay. How about the big unit?
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson.
A big country.
Bryant Reeves.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Getting quick. We see how fast we go. And now we're right back to Steve.
Yeah, we're not with the NBA. Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a good one.
All right, go ahead, Dan.
Well, during this timeout, I'd like to thank all of our sponsors, Microwave Popcorn. I'd like to thank Microwave Popcorn for saving the day. Yeah. We're going to thank Buca di Beppo when they send us a fresh dinner. I'm going to buy a new time here.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's all right. It's a 50th show. We can go as long as we want. Trent's like, I'm trying to go home. Trying to go home and do homework.
Yeah, there you go.
What did he say?
He said, Big Poppy.
Oh, you got a lifeline. Big Poppy. Do you know who that is? Big Poppy?
Yeah.
Let's see.
David Ortiz.
There you go.
David Ortiz. Yeah. We'll take that. All right, back to me. I just had it. Now it's gone. That was a good. Oh, Cornbread.
I was going to say, Cedric Maxwell. Yeah.
Did you know that one?
Yeah.
Cedric Maxwell.
Well, we might as well stay in. Well, I'll give the answer away, but you're going to know it. The Big Ticket.
Kevin Garnett.
I figured we'll stay in the same same city there.
Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
We're going too fast. Slow the game down. It's a press. Doesn't mean you have to go fast. Slow the game down. When they press, when they speed up, you slow down.
Yeah, geez, I'm running out of some myself.
What?
Yeah.
You could play this for like 8 hours.
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
You know who could play this? Julie.
Julie, yeah, good. Yeah. Okay.
I used to quiz her when we first
met.
Very
good. Yeah.
And there's a bunch of old ones that I haven't even brought up yet. Come on. Give me one more. Ready? Pistol.
Pete Maravich.
Truth.
Carl the Truth Williams.
Ooh.
That's Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce. How about Bone Crusher?
Now that's...
Boxer?
Mm-hmm.
James Bone Crusher Smith?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
You go.
Look at that.
There you go.
I mean, we haven't gone down.
Yeah.
Boxing is...
Yeah.
Sweet Pea.
Whitaker.
Pernell Whitaker.
Yeah.
Couple of Sugar Rays.
Couple of Sugar Rays. Robinson.
Iron Mike, of course.
Iron Mike.
Right?
Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
George Foreman have one?
Big George.
Big George?
Yeah, Big George, yeah. Yeah, that's good, man. There's so much out there right now.
Yeah, we got through a bunch.
I got
and
one.
We got Fu Man, Showtime, and Doo-Doo. How about that? We're going to finish the show on that. We're up at 55 minutes. You have fun?
This is great.
Oh, good. I'm glad. It's going to be live broadcast on ABC next Friday night, 8 p.m. They're gonna stall one of the football games and put this up. Yeah, you're welcome anytime. We love having guests here. And your story's a lot to tell. We got some blind ranks. We got a Mount Rushmore.
Speaking of Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Real quick, for you.
Me.
Being the 50th show,
mm-hmm.
We'll go top five. Your top five all-time athletes,
ooh,
teams in the New England area. Let's say Boston. For your teams that you like, your teams. If you had to pick top five.
Teams or athletes?
Athletes.
Oh, I mean, Larry Bird's just, right? Come on. You Bird. Get beat up if
we
he's
got
not.
Bird, yep.
Tom Brady, TB12.
Tom Brady, yep.
Is two. Is two. One and two.
Yep.
Baseball gets tricky because I love Pedro Martinez, but he wasn't really a Red Sox. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So I got to go Carl Yastrzemski.
There you go.
Carl Yastrzemski's three. Yep. Got to go Bobby Orr four.
There you go.
And then what sport am I really missing?
You got basketball, you got baseball, football, you got them all. You got Brady.
So then I'm going to go high school. And I'm going to say Patrick Ewing.
There you go. Out of the Boston area. Yes. Yep. There you go. Very nice. Yeah.
Well, let's go. You're up.
For Boston?
No. For New York. For New York.
For New York, man.
For your teams. Your teams. Like, those are my teams.
I know. Pro there. I got so many that I liked, man. But jeez.
You need a week?
Yeah.
No, you don't
between,
need a week.
No, jeez. Between Joe Morris.
Boom.
And
Joe Morris, yeah.
And, you know what I mean? And Walt Frazier and... Oh my gosh! See, I'm gonna go all. I can go a lot of Syracuse guys. Louis Orr.
Louis, we just
talked
number
about
50.
Him. He's 55. Five. Actually, wears 55. I don't know if these are my top five, but there's so many. I was a big Dykstra fan, but not so much what he did after his career. But Lenny, obviously, how could you not like Ewing being a Ewing? You know, a Knicks fan.
Yep. Yep.
All kinds of baseball players, man. Between Ricky Henderson, because he played for the Mets at one time.
He played for the Yankees, too? He
played for the Yankees a couple times, a few times.
Yeah.
You know, Pat LaFontaine in hockey for the Islanders.
Yep.
There's just...
What number did Lawrence Moten wear, by the way?
21.
21? Was he 21?
That's why in one of the leagues that wore 21 was because of Lawrence Moten. Yeah.
Poetry.
Poetry and
Moten. Oh, that's a nickname.
Poetry. Yeah, poetry. I used to call him Potent Moten, but they called him Poetry and Moten. Poetry and Moten. That was his nickname.
Yeah. Got the coach against him in the ABA.
Yeah, there you go.
He played for the Maryland Nighthawks. It was an honor.
Yeah. Derek Coleman, he was in Jersey, right? So that's a
D.C.
That's that area there, Derek Coleman.
I'm still stuck on nicknames.
Nicknames, yeah. Yeah.
Kenny Anderson have a nickname? No.
The General, Sherman Douglas, the General.
Starbury. We're going 2 hours. Nicknames, we could sit here. We could do maybe we'll try that. A whole
Lawrence
show of
Lawrence Taylor, LT.
LT, yeah.
All right, either way for...
Tomlinson.
Who's that?
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh, LaDainian. LT, yeah. Tomlinson, yeah. It's two LTs. Yeah. Broadway Joe.
Broadway Joe, yeah. I mean, it's...
Gosh, here we go. All right, let's...
Yeah.
We're going to be here all night.
Yep.
All right, go ahead. So, thanks for coming on. Another good show.
Thanks for having me.
We got 51 next week, of course.
Thank you, Steve. Very good.
Yeah, and...
Great to have you. Yeah.
51 next week, and I don't know. I got to look at the schedule. We're getting close to... taking a little winter hiatus. We probably got about 6 to 8 more shows before. I don't know. We'll see, because these Tuesday nights with our schedules changing and stuff aren't terrible. I know Julie would like to see me at some point for more than 30 minutes, but we'll fight through there. And good stuff,
very
man.
Good. Yes, good stuff. Good job,
yep,
Steve.
Good stuff. Boom, good boom, doo-doo. Boom. Yep. Thanks for very tuning good. In to
thank
the Doo Doo and Foo Show,
yes,
and we will see
you
guys next week.
Thank you.
See ya.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.